天是12月14号，星期一，欢迎收看《美国观察》，我是鲍荣。数千名特朗普总统的支持者，当地时间星期六在首都华盛顿特区举行集会，抗议美国总统大选的结果。
当地时间12月12日星期六，数千名特朗普总统的支持者聚集在首都华盛顿的街头，抗议美国大选结果，谴责他们坚称的大规模选举欺诈行为。尽管美国最高法院周五已作出裁决，驳回了特朗普支持者希望推翻拜登选举胜利的最后努力，但参加集会的人还是坚称特朗普赢了，并高呼再干四年等口号。特朗普和他的盟友在几个关键州提起了几十起诉讼，但几乎都被法院以证据不足的理由驳回。
Because I felt that the Supreme Court should have at least heard the case. Somebody has to hear the evidence and allow at least those of us who believe that the selection was fraudulent to hear the evidence, pan its way out, pan itself out, and make a decision based upon the facts, not saying that you don't have standing because you don't have an injury. Because we all have injuries over this. I'm from Pennsylvania. My vote didn't count.
I love this country and I don't want, you know, any vaccine come to this country. I support for Trump, so I need to do something for that.
Why was it important for me to come here today? I think very naturally we have a republic to save and a constitution to stand up for. And we cannot let individual states act lawlessly in a land built on laws. So, yeah, that's why.
I'm here today because they need to fix the election.The election needs to be right for future, for my grandchildren, for my children and for my grandchildren. You know, this is not a banana republic. We need to fix the election.
But the Democrats took every avenue to cheat in this election. We've got to get it back. It's ours.
极右翼组织骄傲男孩也参加了游行，并与反示威者发生了冲突。周六的抗议者对11月大选的结果做出了很多阴谋论的解释，而且特朗普总统至今也没有承认败选，但包括共和党人在内的州选举官员们和几个关键州的法官都确认了拜登获胜的结果，选举人团将于周一正式投票选出新总统。美国之音新闻报道。
当选总统拜登计划提名奥巴马时期的农业部长汤姆·维尔萨克重新执掌农业部。维尔萨克曾经担任重要的农业州爱奥华州的州长。尽管美国中西部的许多农民可能并没有投票给拜登，但是拜登挑选的领导关键机构的人选将对他们产生重要的影响。
经历了四年明显的贸易不确定性之后，现在又面临全球性的大流行病。尽管缺乏根据的选民舞弊之说仍在持续，美国各地许多农民依旧支持特朗普总统，他们已逐渐接受特朗普在11月大选的失败。
It appears that the president's chances grow dimmer day by day.
I certainly think that you could see instances of fraud and manipulation, but I find it hard to see that there would be.That on the scale that would be needed to turn it around. Yeah, I think it's done.
弗雷德·格里德和布莱恩·邓肯两人都在中西部的伊利诺伊州务农。当选总统乔·拜登在这里获得像芝加哥这样的人口稠密的地区的支持，而赢得决定性的胜利。伊利诺伊州农村地区对美国的农业非常重要，特朗普总统在这里大受欢迎。尽管美国人口大约1%务农为生，农业和粮食生产却占美国国内总产值的5%左右。伊利诺伊州是美国玉米和大豆最主要的出口地区之一。格里德和邓肯在他们的农场种植这种作物，因此他们关心拜登遴选的美国农业部领导人。
I'd rather see someone who's more production ag oriented, to fill that role, who can understand the needs of rural America and the farmers, because really USDA is the one advocate we have in administration.
That's the person that has to go to the president and make sure that they advocate for what agriculture's needs are. So that's going to be a key one. But the other one, I think, is the USTR position. And whoever that trade representative is will be a very, very key person for us. Closely followed by that would probably be who the director of the EPA is.
马克·盖布哈斯是伊利诺伊州农业局政治事务主任，他代表伊利诺伊州农民与政府机构合作，指导公共政策，包括环境法规和贸易问题。
But there's a lot of unknowns, especially when it comes to China. And as you know, China is the big player in the game, when it comes to the dollars and the purchases they make.
在特朗普总统和普渡部长领导下，数以百亿美元的政府援助流向农民，以抵消政府和主要是中国的贸易争端不断升级而造成的利润损失。尽管最近取得进展，但中国对大豆等产品的购买还没有达到贸易战前的水平。
But they're still purchasing more from the competitors of the United States than they are from...The U.S.
芝加哥大学政治学助理教授罗伯特·古洛蒂说，特朗普政府的贸易政策的好处可能要等到特朗普下台后很久才会落实。
Yeah, Biden is in a better position when it comes to trade policy in some sense, in a negotiation sense, because of the actions that the Trump administration has taken. At the same time, though, it's been quite disruptive.
农民布莱恩·邓肯在准备面对新总统领导的政府对农民生活的影响时，采取观望态度。美国之音记者法拉报伊利诺伊州报道。
美国的最新数据显示，在刚刚过去的周六一天内，有超过20万人感染新冠病毒，累计总数超过1610万。周六的死亡人数超过2200人，累计约30万。目前罗德岛、印第安纳还有田纳西州的病例上升趋势相对严重，而夏威夷州的情况相对缓和。专家警告说，疫情最严重的时期或许还未到来。不过，疫苗的批准还有投放，给抗击病毒带来了曙光。美国已经批准紧急使用辉瑞还有 BioNTech 的新冠病毒疫苗，为美国人在几天之内开始接种疫苗铺平了道路。但是，公众仍然对疫苗的安全性持怀疑态度。民意调查显示，许多成年人说他们不会注射疫苗，或者不确定是否会注射疫苗。我们来看美国之音记者维达库斯瓦拉的报道。
芝加哥的这家医院正准备运送由辉瑞 BioNTech 生产的新冠疫苗。美国食品和药品监管局星期五晚上批准了这款疫苗用于紧急使用。后勤方面的挑战包括使用专门设计的温度控制运输设备和冷冻器，将疫苗保持在-70摄氏度的极冷低温下。
That ultra-low freezer we can only open for 2 minutes at a time, otherwise it'll go out of range, so we have to be very precise in our movements. And once we take the drug out, we have to move it to the refrigerator within a 10-minute time frame so it doesn't fall into the ultra-quick defrost. If it defrosts too quickly, we only get 2 hours stability. If we can defrost it slowly, we get 5 days of stability.
疫苗获得批准后，特朗普总统立即在推特上发布了一段视频，称此消息为医学奇迹。他说，第一批免疫注射将在不到24小时内进行。
We want our senior citizens, healthcare workers, and first responders to be first in line. This will quickly and dramatically reduce deaths and hospitalizations.
特朗普宣布这一消息之前，有媒体报道称，其幕僚长威胁食品药品监管局局长斯蒂芬·哈恩说，如果周五之前不批准紧急使用的话，就解雇他。
All of these rooms are full of COVID.
新冠疫苗批准之前，正值感染病例激增，已有近30万病人死亡。然而，一些美国人对疫苗的安全性持怀疑态度。
I definitely feel like it's too fast. We don't know the side effects. It hasn't been tested long enough.
We want to make sure that this works for real, you know, because you don't want to take something that is going to make everything worse for you.
美联社最近的一项调查显示，大约有一半的美国成年人说他们不会接种疫苗，或者不确定是否会接种。
Good afternoon, everyone.
总统当选人拜登周五上午在疫苗得到推荐但尚未获得批准的时候讲话。力求在批准时缓解公众对政治影响的怀疑。
You should have confidence in this. There is no political influence. These are first-rate scientists taking their time looking at all of the elements that need to be looked at. Scientific integrity led us to this point.
尽管这种疫苗获得了批准，但就美国人何时何地能够获得该疫苗而言，仍有许多计划和细节需要在州和地方层面上最终确定。
In the case of healthcare workers, You can find them in healthcare settings. So, and in the case of long-term care residents, certainly they're in long-term care facilities. So it may not mean as much for the first two priority groups. But once you start to talk about essential workers, the elderly, those distribution points and pointing to where people need to go and at what time will be absolutely critical.
美国现在是批准这种两剂治疗方案的第六个国家，其他包括英国、巴林、加拿大、沙特阿拉伯和墨西哥。美国之音维达库斯瓦拉报道。
辉瑞公司的新冠疫苗在美国得到批准，分发工作已经展开。美国各地的第一批站点最早将在周一上午收到疫苗，但是对于是否接种这款疫苗，美国民众依然有着不同的看法。来看报道。
美军古斯塔夫·佩纳将军周六表示，第一批美国新冠疫苗将于周一上午抵达全美各地的145个站点。由美国辉瑞公司和德国 BioNTech 公司研发的新冠疫苗在11日晚间得到批准。美国政府取速行动项目的首席运营官佩纳将军称，疫苗的邮寄工作将在13日启动。
We expect 145 sites across all the states.To receive vaccine on Monday, another 425 sites on Tuesday, and the final 66 sites on Wednesday, which will complete the initial delivery of the Pfizer orders for vaccine.
为了即将展开的疫苗分发工作，监管机构努力确保破纪录运送分配速度的同时，安全性能也没有受到损害。美国食品与药物管理局局长史蒂芬·哈恩表示，科学和数据是他们做出批准疫苗决定的根本，而不是外界的压力。他表达了他本人对疫苗安全性的信心。
I know the meticulousness of the review that the FDA has done. I will absolutely take this COVID-19 vaccine.Pending availability and distribution, because I have complete trust and confidence in the FDA's career staff's evaluation.
这款疫苗在抵抗新冠病毒上达到95%的有效性，监管机构批准16岁以上人群可以接种。预计医务人员和养老院的老人将会是首批优先接种的人群。人们对于是否接种美国第一款得到批准的疫苗持有不同的态度。
It's a really positive thing. We've obviously been waiting some time to get a vaccine, and now that they've finally got one, it means that, you know, we can get back to normal, hopefully, within time, depending on how long it takes to roll out.
I hope it works. I know a lot of people need it. For someone such as myself, I would prefer not to get it. Usually, first round of vaccines is still kind of a testing phase.See how it goes in the first round, see what kind of side effects there are. But I think it's good for people that, you know, feel unsafe and are more at risk.
美国之音电视报道。
辉瑞还有 BioNTech 研发的新冠疫苗必须在极冷的温度下保存才能够有效接种，这引起了人们对疫苗在美国广泛运输这一艰巨任务的担忧。但是全美各地的干冰公司表示说，他们已经准备好迎接这一个挑战。
美国准备批准辉瑞和 BioNTech 的新冠疫苗，接下来一个巨大的挑战将是保持疫苗处于低温环境。
It's got to be kept between not minus 70 and minus 90, which the dryers can do.
这家位于巴尔的摩的干冰制造商拥有数十年的经验，并有五名仓库员工，他们并不会为竞争业务担忧。
This is going to be a national deal.I don't believe there's any one dry ice company that can take care of all that.
像 CC 干冰公司这样的大多数企业已经在生产特定尺寸和形状的干冰。辉瑞公司以及可能的其他疫苗公司将要求冰块的颗粒小于标准的1/8尺寸。
It's a lot. It'll fit down in the boxes a lot more than a regular 5/8 standard pellet. This is for a lot of biomedical researchers that use this.
威尔登说，尽管这项任务似乎艰巨，但他们常年与国立卫生研究院合作，因此可以胜任挑战。
We're ready. I mean, our tanks are full. You know, I mean, we're capable of running 7 days a week.
CC 干冰公司确实希望，一旦开始分销，干冰生产将做到每天24小时运转。美国之音记者萨拉伊，巴尔的摩报道。
当疫情开始在美国蔓延之时，到底要不要戴口罩，曾经引起了社会上激烈的讨论。直到现在，依然有人对于这件事情抱持着不同的态度，认为口罩令是政府过度管控的表现。下面我们来看美国之音记者海伦还有莫菲发来的报道。
以前出门切记要带上的是手机、钱包、钥匙三大件，但是现在多了第四件，口罩。这是现在很多美国人的生活新常态。就像我们所在的大华府地区，政府规定人们在公共场合，尤其是室内区域，必须佩戴口罩。类似这样的规定在全美37个州都在实施当中。而早在今年3月，新冠疫情刚开始在美国蔓延的时候，口罩对于美国人民来说还是一个陌生甚至是带有一些抵触情绪的事物。那时候美国疾控中心和医疗界专家不建议公众用佩戴口罩的方式进行防疫，担心口罩不够医护人员或者已感染的病人使用，直到4月才调整了政策，开始呼吁民众外出时佩戴布口罩及其他顶部遮蔽物，例如围巾。尽管在疾控中心 CDC 开始呼吁普及口罩的使用后，各州政府是否采纳这样的建议并且去颁布相关的政策是由他们自己决定的，因此不同的地区也就出现了人们对于口罩的接纳程度不一的情况。
My family lives in New Jersey, was a requirement, and so whenever we entered buildings or stores we would have to wear masks, and just for precautions I was always wearing masks because I really wanted to be safe, and I come from an Asian culture whereIt was a lot easier for us to transition to wearing masks. I go to college in D.C., but I live in Georgia, which is obviously way less strict about restrictions. So at that time, it was a little more like normalized not to wear a mask. But I think my family still took it pretty seriously and definitely started wearing masks inside almost immediately.
在这个问题上还有城乡之间的差别。我们来到了这个距离华盛顿特区大约1小时车程的小镇上，注意到呢，大部分人在进入店家之前都会按照门上的规定佩戴上口罩，但是在走出店门的这一刻就取下来了。我们询问了一些当地的居民和店家，他们对口罩表示了不同程度的抗拒和反感，有的最终选择戴上口罩是出于对其他人的尊重和妥协，但有的也坚持一贯以来坚决反对口罩的态度，认为这个是个人的选择，政府不可以把这样的规矩强加在他们的身上。
I only wear them like if I have to. Other than that, I don't wear them.
I believe that it's just kind of like the government telling us what to do. We're controlled either way, to be honest with you.
You're right about that. That's right, yeah.
But you still choose to obey the rule though?
To a certain extent, yes.
To some extent?
Yes. Like, when we're at home or coming outside of our house, we don't wear them outside of our home if we're in our own personal yard, you know what I'm saying? But out in public, it's not just about us, it's the people around us as well.
I think it's overhyped, you know. I think if you pass on, you pass on. If your immune system's good, then you're good.
If the next government is going to do an overall countrywide, nationwide mask mandate, what would you react to that?
Well, you know, I might rebel a little bit because I'm not going to do it. You know, I'm just going to do it. You know, I'm going to be free-spirited.
In general, I think...If people want to wear them, they should wear them. If they don't want to wear them, they shouldn't. But I don't think they should be forcing their beliefs on other people. Personally, I wear them all the time because I want to stay safe and do whatever I can to keep from getting COVID.
And for the people who you know that refuse to wear masks, what are their reasons?
To me, the majority of it is political. They don't want to wear it because, like I said, if the government says go right, some people take a left. And I think that's the biggest part of it.
来自不同机构的问卷调查都显示，由于新冠疫情的持续影响，越来越多的美国人佩戴口罩，尤其是在室内环境下。疾控中心10月30日发布的最新调查显示，比起洗手、保持社交距离等预防措施，佩戴口罩在不同年龄段的美国人中接受度越来越高。这和皮尤研究中心8月的调查结果比较一致。这份调查称，接受问卷的13200人中，有85%都在商店里佩戴口罩。 包括中国在内早已接纳口罩的一些亚洲国家对于口罩的防护等级是非常重视的，但在美国却不同。
This is actually my first mask. My mom made it. It falls off my face.
市面上还有各式各样的设计可以选择。这位是史蒂芬·特拉德，他是一位华盛顿特区的精品商店的经理。他告诉我们，他们从今年5月开始出售不同本地艺术家设计的口罩，销量不断的在增加。
It was around then in May that we really noticed that they almost became a sort of stylish accessory as well. You know, you have certain, I know some people who have a wide array of, especially reusable masks that you can have with all sorts of outfits or all sort of political statements or.Even fun things like plants or cats or animals that you found, you hold true to yourself. And I think it was through that, that it really, that the perception of Americans towards wearing masks as a day-to-day necessity and really came through.
这排货架上很多华盛顿特区主题的口罩都是 J.C. 史密斯设计的，他一直以来都专注在 T 恤的领域，直到新冠疫情的到来，现在他卖出的口罩和 T 恤一样多，一些和大选以及社会议题相关的设计更是售罄。
We started off struggling, like most businesses, but then once we did started making the masks and, you know, getting involved and doing some more political things, honestly, our sales went up, and so, you know, it's a tough year for everybody, but we've managed to kind of tread water by having masks and making some new products.
随着天气转冷，冬天即将到来，全美各地的新冠疫情有加剧的势头，因此多个州政府和商家又强化了应对的措施。美国最大的连锁会员制仓储式量贩店 Costco 开市客，从11月16日开始要求所有在店的工作人员和顾客佩戴口罩或者面罩，即使是先前因为身体状况可以被豁免的人群也在新规的范围内。
Kind of awkward and boring, not boring, but awkward and annoying. He had to wait this every day.
当选总统拜登计划在上任后实施100天的口罩令，要求全国范围佩戴口罩。
Everyone for the first 100 days of my administration to wear a mask。
这样的状态至少还将持续一段时间。美国之音记者海伦·墨菲，华盛顿报道。
新冠疫情带来的限制给传统院线带来了巨大的冲击。与此同时，线上电影订阅平台把很多一直以来只在院线首映的好莱坞大片带给了他们的用户。来看报道。
由于新冠疫情，大家都待在家里，社交距离的规定又限制了影院观众的入座率，并且好莱坞制片厂尝试自我发行绕过院线，这些都严重冲击了传统院线票房。
The thing that the theater industry has always loved to say is that they've survived so much. You know, they survived the 1918 pandemic. They've survived wars. They survived the television, VCR, home video, DVDs, gaming, all of these things that were supposed to kill the theatrical industry. So, you know, I think a lot of people wanting to write.The obituary for the movie industry or for the theatrical industry, it might be premature, and they're really hoping that it's premature.
在疫情期间，制片厂进行了最震撼的转变。华纳兄弟影业由于12月宣布其2021年所有电影板块，包括一部新的《黑客帝国》电影《哥斯拉大战金刚》和林曼努尔·米兰达改编的电影《In the Heights》。将在院线上映的同时在 HBO Max 平台上播放，在线上播放一个月后，他们将停止流媒体播放，继续仅在院线播放。紧随华纳兄弟决定之后，神奇女侠1984决定在12月放到 HBO Max 平台上和院线一同上映。如果说神奇女侠1984的线上首映是一个转折点的话，华纳兄弟的2021年在线档期计划则冲击了好莱坞模式的核心。美联社电影作家林塞·巴尔说，电影院多年来经历了许多风暴，2020年则证明是最大的挑战。
But I think this year was the first time that they've really had to ask the question, what does the business of Hollywood and movies look like without theaters? Because obviously they were shut down for so much of this year. Even now, about only 40% of enclosed theaters are open, and they just can't rely on them to do the kind of business that they've done before.
制片厂不再需要电影院线来上映电影，有史以来第一次，许多电影公司都希望通过自己的在线平台直接面向观众。对于某些制片厂来说，2020年证明是有利可图的，迪士尼加实际上获得了巨大的订户收益。巴尔补充说，现在人们不可能知道这些转变是由于大流行还是行业的必然，但是他认为那正是可以探讨的地方。美国之音新闻报道。
曾经是全世界最大的再生材料买家，但是这个情况在2018年终止了，因为中国规定禁止再进口废塑料还有其他的废品，这迫使美国还有许多其他的国家不得不寻找新的替代方案。来看报道。
纽约市的终日忙碌出了名，居民多达800万人，而人口众多伴随而来的是大量的垃圾和回收的需求。
Compliance is a big challenge, and in a city as diverse as New York, it's always been a challenge.
纽约市每天产生12000吨垃圾，但只能勉强回收17%。最大的原因之一是中国不把废料运走，回收会变得太过昂贵。
There's no city in the United States that is winning with recycling right now. Turns out that it's become a money loser for municipalities around the country, and in the past they'd actually beenShipping it abroad to be dumped.
过去回收塑料、纸张、玻璃和金属的公司会向市政当局支付垃圾的费用，而最近市政府开始付款给公司，让他们把废料运走，有时候将垃圾运送到很远的地方去倒掉，使得环境足迹恶化。市政当局和运输业主都已经开始进行调试了。这个位于纽约市以南1小时车程的新设施，希望能将进门的垃圾更多地进行分类。
When things get handled many times and there's a lot of waste in the stream, it becomes more costly for the community to recycle.
这座大楼配备了最先进的光学分拣机，可以筛选和估量，意味着更少的浪费劳力和材料。
We project a savings to the taxpayers and the municipalities of Monmouth County of over $2 million in our first year.
但城市固态废料不超过全国废料流量的3%。专家说，要在回收更多的医疗、农业、工业和电子废料方面取得进展，可能需要制造这些产品的公司更多的投资。
If corporate powers were willing to take responsibility for the end result of the materials that they put into the marketplace, so that their relationship to the market and to us as consumers would be more of a circular model instead of a linear model.That would be a really big step.
If we aren't focusing on leaving the world either equal to when we started or better, then we are not doing a service to our children and future generations.
地方政府还在为失去中国这个对美国而言是首选回收商的损失进行调试，但专家表示，他们预期未来几年，随着新政策和技术进步，更多的垃圾将变成有用的资源，回收再利用将会复兴。美国之音记者柯新斯基，纽约报道。
好的，以上就是今天节目的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。